Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Trinity, the Holy Trinity. And for some, sa mga pare, itong tinatawag din ng the preacher's nightmare, you know. You're going to talk about the Trinity. And people find it so hard to understand the Trinity. And this is what I've learned through the years, that when we have finally come that we fully understand the Holy Trinity, then that's the time you realize hindi na Trinity ang pinag-uusapan mo. Because the Trinity is a mystery. Amen? It is a teaching of the church at tinuturo sa ating lahat to. It is a mystery, and because it is a mystery, there is no way for us to understand it fully. Amen? There's no way for us to understand it fully well. Now, ibig sabihin yan, ang Trinity, the Holy Trinity, is not invented by man. Hindi to inimbento ng simbahan. Okay, gumawa tayo ng magandang teaching, mag-imbento tayo. It is not an invention of man. Or is it something that man discovered, natuklasan natin? Okay? Man has finally discovered the Trinity. No, it's not something that we discovered. It is not something that we invented. The Trinity as a mystery is a revelation of God Himself to us. That's why to know the Trinity is a gift of God to all of us. I was in grade 2 when we were prepared to receive the first Holy Communion. So grade 2 ako noon, together with my classmates, every day before dismissal, we have to come to the catechist. Meron kaming katekista. And every day we would memorize the Apostles' Creed. Paulit-ulit yan. So habang minememorize namin yung Apostles' Creed, meron siyang stick. So mag-uumpisa kami, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Diba? Then pag nakalimutan yung isang line, papaluin niya yung blackboard. So magugulat ka. We have to memorize the Lord's Prayer. We have to memorize the act of contrition, you know, yung confession of your sin. And so many prayers. So every day, preparing us for Holy Communion, it was a very boring activity. So bandang huli, ginagawa namin para ma-memorize na lang namin, ginagawa naming laro. You know, lalo yung prayer na Angel of God. How many of you know the prayer of Angel of God? Angel of God, sa mga bata, Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom is love commits me here. Ever this day be at my side to rule and guide. Ano pa? To rule and guard. I don't know, I forgot the last line. Stick. Okay. So para hindi namin makalimutan yan, ginawa namin parang game, no? Ginawa namin, Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom is love commits me here. Ever this day be at my side to light and guide, to rule and guard. Amen. Okay? So we did that. We keep on memorizing. Until we had a catechist who came, madre siya. She was a nun. And lahat kami, memorize na namin, ang galing namin, kahit nakaupo, kahit nakapikit yung mata, kahit nakatayo, kahit naglalakad, we memorize the prayers already. And nung tinatanong ako ng madre na yon, sabi ko sa madre, gusto mo, I will recite the Apostles' Creed backwards or forward. Okay? And itong sabi niya sa akin, it may seem that you're so good at memorizing these things. Sabi niya, napakagaling nyo na, memorize nyo na yung prayers. But you have not yet fully understood what it is. At itong sinabi niya, hindi ko makalimutan, but as you grow, as you move in life, your understanding will deepen. At maiintindihan mo kung ano tong ginagawa at sinasabi ninyo and how it relates to your life. Amen? And one of the things we have to learn in catechism for communion, before communion, is to make the sign of the cross. Okay? So, tinuro na sa atin yan. Itong tatlong fingers na to represents the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They are not divided. They are one God. And these fingers, two fingers here, represents Jesus as 100% man and 100% God. So yan dyan. Then you make the sign of the cross with it. Okay? So tinuro sa amin. Tinuro rin yung Trinity. And we know that God is a Trinitarian God. We have no doubt about that kasi tinuro na. But we have not yet fully understood what it is and how it relates to our life. What is the Trinity? Well, this is what the Trinity is as far as I could share it with you. The Trinity is three persons. Okay? We have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yet, they are not three gods. Because our faith, we are a monotheistic faith. Kagaya ng mga Jews, they only believe in one God. Not many gods. We are not polytheistic people. We don't believe in so many gods. We only believe that there is only one God. Kaya sinasabi ng mga Israelites noon, di ba? Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. There is no other God but the only one true God. And we also believe that. Amen? Pag tinanong kayo, ilan ang Diyos mo? Isa lang. We believe and we worship only one God. But this one God is not one person only, like Islam. Ang Islam, they believe in the one God also. They believe in Allah, but Allah is just one person. The Christian worship of God, this one God, is Trinitarian in the sense that this one God is not one person. This one God we have is three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are distinct as persons. The Son is not the Father. The Father is not the Son. The Holy Spirit is not the Son. And the Holy Spirit is not the Father. Okay? They are distinct persons, but not separated. They are completely in unity. That's why there is only one God. Not three gods, but one God. They are distinct in person, but they are one in substance. The Father is eternal. The Son is eternal. The Holy Spirit is eternal. Yet we don't have three substances. There's only one substance of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we can go on and on and on and on. Hindi tayo matatapos kasi hindi talaga natin mafafathom yung depths. Because when you talk of the Trinity, you are talking of God Himself. And no man can truly and fully understand God. Amen? So when you talk of the Trinity, you're talking of God Himself. But even though we cannot fully understand the Trinity, we can experience His presence in our life. Amen? Maaring hindi ko siya maintindihan ng lubos-lubos. I may not understand God fully, 100%, but I can live and experience this God in my life. And for me, that is what's important. Okay? So, when you say that God dwells in you, it means that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit dwells inside you. Amen? Amen? Okay. So, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, dwells inside me. It means that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as one God, dwells within me, living and active within me. Now take note, when you talk of God, one of the things said in the Bible is that God is love, right? God does not have love. God is love. God does not just love you. God is love to you. Amen? We have to understand. Love is not just an attribute of God. Love is God's other name. God is love. So how can you say that God is love? Okay? Makikita mo yan sa Trinity that love is within our God. The Father loves the Son. And the Son loves the Father. And the love that the Father and the Son shares together is the Spirit of God. Okay? So pag sinabi mong God is love, it means that in God, there is that love that is dynamic and active that is ever flowing within them. Amen? Amen? It's a dynamic relationship. The Father is only a Father because of the Son. And the Son is the Son in relation to the Father. And the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, is the love they share between the Father and the Son. So again, when you talk of God as love within the Godhead, is relationship. Amen? Relationship. The Father is a Father because in relation with the Son. Paano siya maging tatay kung wala siyang anak? Paano mo tawagin yung anak kung walang tatay? Diba? So it's always in relation, in relationship. So within the Godhead, within our God, which we call the Trinity, the three persons are in perfect communion. There is a communion of love between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our spiritual director, when I was in college, sabi niya, God is the lover. So meaning to say, everything proceeds from Him. God is the lover, the Son is the beloved. Okay? Yan ang relasyon nila. God the Father is the lover. God the Son is the beloved. The Holy Spirit is the love that the Father and the Son shares. So, three persons. So, kaya pag sinabi mong, God is Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one God, then you're actually expressing only in theology what is God as love. Amen? Yan ang theological expression ng God is love. Pag sinabi mong God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it means that God is love because within the Godhead is the dynamic and the active love that is being shared by the Father and the Son. Now, anong effect niyan sa atin? You know, iba sa inyo nakatingin sa akin parang, you know, tulala kayo, hindi nyo maintindihan. Ako rin hindi ko maintindihan. Okay? One famous saint, I forgot his name, pero sabi niya, when he talks of the Trinity, sabi niya, it is the unity of three, I do not know. Okay, sabi, I don't know person or anything. It's the unity of three, I do not know. Okay? So, maring hindi natin maintindihan ng lubos-lubos yung Trinity. But what has been given to us is this, that we have only one God, we worship only one God, not two, not three, not many gods, but only one God. And this God that we worship is not just one person, but these are three persons united in communion as one. Perfect. Okay? Now, kaya masasabi natin God is love because there is in God the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're constantly expressing and moving in love towards each other. That's why God is love. Now, if this God, the Trinity, is God, that is God is love also, then this God who is in you, inside you, moves your life in love as well. This is the reason why two people get married, because there is a love for the other. This is the reason why in a family, the husband and the wife and the children would love each other. You know why? Because that is God inside us. Amen? The love of God, the expression of the Trinity, the love that is dynamic within the Trinity is shared in us because they dwell in us. That is why what happens is there is now in us a need to connect with each other. This is where community really comes in. Ito yung tunay talaga na pinagbabasihan ng tinatawag nating pamilya at community. We come together because of this love within God Himself and this God who is in you. Now we move in the same love that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have for each other. Kaya hindi pwedeng sasabihin natin na hindi ko kailangan ng pamilya ko. Hindi ko kailangan yung asawa ko. Hindi ko kailangan yung mga anak ko. Hindi ko kailangan yung community. Hindi ko kailangan ng simbahan. That is not the character of our God. Anybody who says not I love God but will not love his neighbor is a liar. Amen? Hindi yan totoo. Now, sometimes we get irritated by each other. Minsan naiirita tayo sa mga tao na kasama natin. Sometimes we don't like the people that surround us in our community, in our church, in our family. You know, we don't like each other. But we stay together. We move in life together. There is that harmony that prods us to be together. You know, remember many Sundays ago, I talk of agape love. Okay? Hindi sinabi ni Lord na, okay, magsama kayo and love each other as friends. No, He did not ask us to be friends with each other. And we know that the apostles themselves, some of them are not friends with each other. But what Jesus said to them was that you love one another. Agape kind of love. I may not like you. We may not like each other, but when you are in trouble, I will be the first one to help you. I will be there. I will be available for you. Amen? Minsan may nakausap akong lalaki. Galit na galit siya sa asawa niya. Pumunta siya sa akin. Sabi niya, Father, nagagalit ako sa asawa ko, nagagalit ako sa misis ko. Etong ginawa ng misis ko, etong ginawa niya, I'm so angry, I'm so mad. Matagal na to, may galit ako, kine-question, daming sinasabi. Then finally, at the end of our conversation, napagod siya. Tinanong ko siya, so sabi ko, edi kailan mo hihiwalayan yung asawa mo? Kailan? Ang sabi niya, ano ka? Hindi ko hiwalayan yan, hindi ko iwan yan, mahal ko yan eh. So galit, away, you know, lahat nandun na. But at the end of the day, sabi ng husband, hindi ko iwanan yan, asawa ko yan, mahal ko yan. This is what God is talking about. The agape love, that God kind of love that is always sincere, love that is always good, love that is always patient, love that is always kind, love that does not coerce. Okay? Itong week na to, itong natutunan ko, I've learned something this week. Love, true love does not coerce. You don't manipulate someone to love you back. You just love Him. Amen? Yan ang pag-ibig ng Diyos. That is the love that flows within the Godhead. The love of the Father for His Son. You know, nung sinabi niya, for God so loved the world, for the Father so loved you and me, that He sent His Son. Akala natin, bumaba lang si Jesus, galing lang langit, bumaba lang sa lupa para sa atin. Hindi yan. When the Father sent His Son to us, He sent Him to the darkness of our life. Pinasok niya yung pinakamadilim na parte ng puso mo to get you back. God entered your sin. God entered your... Kaya pag naiisip mo, ano bang bagay nang nasa buhay na ayaw mo, masungit ako. You know? Matampuhin ako. That is the darkness of my life. Jesus entered that. Pinasok niya yan. Because the Father sent Him there. Amen? What darkest part of your life? Your poverty? Yung galit mo, maraming Kristiyano na may galit sa puso, hindi nila alam. And it is the anger that they have in their heart that controls their life. Akala nila, ang Diyos na nagkocontrol sa buhay nila. Hindi, yung galit nila. But God, the Father, sent His Son into those dark areas of your life and He entered those areas. Amen? Pinasok niya yan. Jesus went to the farthest corners, the deepest corners of the darkness of our soul. You know why? Because the Father, because of His love for His Son, sent Him there. Kaya minsan nagtatanong tayo, bakit pinapadala ako ni Lord dito? Bakit pinapadala ako ni Lord doon? Bakit linagay ako ni Lord dito? Isang bagay lang masasabi ko sa inyo, dahil mahal ka niya. Because He loves you. Why did He send Jesus on the cross? Why did He send Jesus to enter your dark heart, the darkness of your heart? Why would He do that? Because He loves Jesus. And He loves you. Amen? This is what the Trinity, not as a theology, this is the Trinity that we experience in the depths of our heart. If the Trinity, the God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, dwells within you, then it moves you to love. To love your neighbor. Amen? It moves you to love your family. It moves you to love anybody. It even will move you to love your enemy. Hindi ko maintindihan. Paano ko mahalin yung kaaway ko? Galit nga ako sa kaaway ko. How can I love my enemy? Well, you can love your enemy. Jesus would not command you to love your enemy if you cannot do it. Hindi ka utusan ng Diyos, hindi naman siya bobo, ano? Utusan kanyang mahalin yung kaaway mo na hindi mo kaya. Kung anong inuutos ng Diyos sa'yo, it means that you can do it. If you're going to love your enemy, you're not going to love him with your phileo love, your friendly love. You're not going to love him with any other kind of love, but you can only love him with the agape love. And that is the love that moves within the Trinity. Because the Trinity dwells in you, you can love your enemy. Alam mo, confession. There was this person who spoke bad against me. And what he said and told others was a lie. Hindi totoo yung sinabi niya. He slandered me. He slandered my family. You know? Lahat ng kasinungalingan sinabi niya. At dahil hindi niya masabi sa akin, sinabi niya sa lahat. Hindi lang sa mga kaibigan ko. Okay lang, ikwento niyo sa mga kaibigan ko because my friends will never believe. Yung mga taong nagmamahal sa'yo, kahit na mag-chismis pa ng kasunungalingan yan tungkol sa'yo, hindi yan maniniwala dahil mahal ka nila. Pero yung kaaway mo mismo, yung mga kaaway mo, pag nakarinig ng chismis yan tungkol sa'yo, matutuwa yun. Kasi talagang maniniwala silang totoo yun. Well, this person slandered me. This person talked bad against me and my family. At itong pumapasok sa isip ko. Itong pumapasok. Darating ang araw, gagapang ka. Diba? O, tumatawa kayo kasi naiisip nyo rin yan minsan, diba? Pag may mag-away sa'yo, gagapang ka. O? Nung nagpe-pray ako, anong sabi ni Lord? Bless your enemies, diba? Do not curse, but bless them. So nagpe-pray ako, sabi ko, Lord, hindi ko masabi yung word na bless para sa kanya. Kasi iniisip ko, habang sinasabi ko yung word na bless, ang iniisip ko, kidlat. Paki-bless ng kidlat dito. Kidlatan mo yan. You know? Yan ang pumapasok sa isip mo. At sinasabi ko, pag nakita ko to, titirisin ko to. Pag nakita ko to, ipapamukha ko sa kanya yung mga kasinungaling yan. Pag nakita ko to, sasampalin ko to. Hindi lang forehand, backhand pa. You know? Ang dami kong iniisip na masama. Ganyan tayo pag nagagalit, di ba? Galit na galit ka. Then one day, I saw this person. Nagkita nga kami. But this person, I saw him lying down on the street. Nabanggaan siya. He was hit by a motorcycle and he fell. When I saw this person, lahat ng sinabi ko, nang gagawin ko, sasampalin ko, titirisin ko, sisipain ko, alam mo yun, nakita ko na siya, kaaway ko, lying on the street, the first thing I did was run to him, tinakbo ko, at tinulungan ko siya. I held him, sabi ko, huwag kang matakot, nandito ako. Sabi niya, huwag mo akong iwanan ha. Sabi ko, hindi kita iwanan, dito lang ako. Tapos humawak siya sa kamay ko, and then I held his hand, sabi ko, don't worry, everything is going to be alright, I'll be here. So nandun kami sa karsada, hawak-hawak ko siya, inaakay ko siya, tinulungan ko siya until dumating na yung rescue. After that, inisip ko, sana yung mga sinabi kong sisipain ko, susuntukin ko, titirisin ko, sasampalin ko. At that moment, I saw my enemy lying there. It was all gone. And that's when I realized in my life, something inside me pushed me to do that. Hindi ko kayang gawin yan sa sarili ko lang. Hindi ko naiisip na gagawin ko sa kanya yan. What is that pushed me to help him? That's the presence of God in your life. Maaring magagalit ka sa asawa mo, sasabihin mo, yung asawa ko ganito, Bishop, napakasama ng ugali, naager yung asawa ko, Bishop, bunlok kita ng ugali karon, Bishop. Pero never ko yung iiwanan dahil mahal ko yan. What is that? Ano ba yan? Sa sobra mong galit, sa sobra parang guguho na yung mundo mo, pero hindi mo talaga iiwanan. Bakit? Doon yung pag-ibig. And that love that you have inside you, that is the love within the Trinity. The Father loving the Son loving the Father. And the love that they share together is the Holy Spirit proceeding from each other. Nandun sila. They're always in a dynamic rhythm and movement. Yun yung kinikwento ni Father Jay. The Trinity is not a static God. He is a God that is so dynamic. They're constantly loving each other. At alam mo nangyari? Nung pumasok si Jesus sa puso natin, kasama na tayo doon sa movement na yan. Kasama tayo sa kilos na yan ng pag-ibig ng Ama sa Anak. We are all there moving in that also. That is the Trinity in experience in our life. And today we celebrate not just the theology of the Trinity. We celebrate the Trinity as an experience of our life. We celebrate the Trinity as the mystery that is revealed to us, that He, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwells within us. Every morning I said, pagising niya sa umaga, you cross yourself. Okay? You cross yourself. Action is prayer also. The signing of the cross is a body prayer. Your mind can pray, right? You can pray with your mind, we can pray with your heart. Do you know that you are not just mind and spirit, you're also body. Your body can pray. Amen? When you make the sign of the cross, sometimes your mind is not thinking about it, your heart is not there, but your body is praying when you make the sign of the cross. And you cross yourself in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What does it mean when you cross yourself in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit? It means that every day you acknowledge, my God loves me very much, and I love Him also very much. That's what it means when you make the sign of the cross. Sabi ng mga isang Kristiyano, demonic yan, demonic yan. It's not demonic. When I have the love of God inside me, when my life is consumed by the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, there is no part of me that I can give to the devil anymore. I'm already taken, totally taken by God. Paano mo sasabi demonic yung sign of the cross? Walang bahagi ang demonyo sa buhay ko. I have nothing to do with the devil anymore. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So when I make the sign of the cross, it's not for the devil. It's not about the devil. When I make the sign of the cross, it means that I know my God loves me. My God will never leave me. He will never forsake me. Even though I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death, which He allows sometimes, I will not be afraid because His rod and staff, they comfort me. Amen? This is what it means to have the Trinity living inside you. We may not understand. We may not fully understand. How can the three become one and the one is three? Hindi ko maintindihan. We have been talking about the Trinity since kindergarten, since grade school, high school. Pinag-uusapan, tinuturo sa amin yung sign of the cross, tinuturo sa amin ang in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. At itong sabi ng teacher ko, one day, you will grow in your understanding. And so far, this is what I have understood in my life. There will be many more. And as we continually loving God and loving each other, God will reveal Himself more and more and more and more of Himself to you until the day you see Him face to face. to face.